Barbara?
That's While You Wait by yes. Leticia de Compiègne, Tsunami. That bell at the end is, and coming towards the end is so wonderful, you know?
Yes, actually, the explanation I give of it was not really right. There's no Ling filters.
There are no Ling filters?
No. I just heard. No, it's mostly the Moog and the voice being sample triggered.
When did you do that? In 1980?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's really stood up well.
Yeah, I like it. I guess it's kind of relaxed. So.
It certainly is. It's relaxing me a little, I assure you. Thanks a lot. So we're talking to Leticia Tsunami on The Witching Hour. I'm Barbara Golden. And we're going to be hearing her music for the next hour. And what's the most important thing you've ever learned from any teacher?
Music teachers?
Yeah.
Let's see. Actually, I think it was at a time with Bob. I think Bob Ashley had, when I first came to the Center for Contemporary Music, and I was too shy to perform, and at that time there was a lot of performance. And I remember he said, it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you do it. So that was kind of a big change for me, because I was so self-conscious of whatever I had to do.
You know, I've become more self-conscious than I used to be, to tell you the truth. Yeah, and I bet you're less.
Yeah, well, I guess you become again self-conscious, but then maybe you have a little more courage to actually do it by having it done it, right?
Yes.
Before. At first, you just have to try it, maybe. The whole idea of performance is kind of first intimidating.
Well, I think a year ago I had like a disaster at Phil Niblock in that there weren't many people, and my boyfriend at the time didn't show up.
Oh.
And it was so traumatic that I've been slightly paralyzed ever since. Not very. I mean, I'll still have the courage.
Maybe
but
you should sue him.
The boyfriend?
Yeah.
God, that's a great idea. That is a great idea. So he gave you the courage because he said it doesn't matter, just do it. Really.
Yeah, which is a very simple, you know, it's nothing very, it's a very simple idea, but it was nice to say that. And mostly then, most of those people, they had one thing that they didn't really say directly, but which is really, I think, was the most influential, is they had an incredible curiosity, which actually also you find a lot in maybe America in general, this curiosity to really explore without having any idea of a school that you had to abide by.
I think that's different in Europe, isn't
it? Yeah, it was very different because, well, maybe less now, though I'm not sure. It still is held within different sets of schools. And then there's a master, and you pretty much follow his ideas, at least at the beginning. And actually, for quite a while, I think. Often, if you want to go another way, it might imply that you might have to leave the facility.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that, so that's kind
like
of too bad.
Like a divorce, almost.
Yeah. So it's a lack of a curiosity or uh-huh. respect, maybe, uh-huh. for other forms.
What would you tell a future composer, like a young person who was starting out and they started out to be a composer and you were guiding them somewhat? What would you give them any advice?
Yeah, I think mostly just to listen, you know. To listen to the outside sounds, to the environment, because there is in the environment there's incredible sequences of sounds and juxtaposition of sounds, which even if someone was going to do acoustic work, one could really derive from it a lot, and I think it would allow the person to not abide by theory. If they just listen to what is actually happening.
I noticed, were there planes in While You Wait?
Yeah,
there's
a plane, right.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You and John Bischoff.
Yeah.
With your airplanes.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice, easy sound.
What makes you happy?
In music?
Well, just whatever.
Oh, nothing in particular. You know, it's just a mood. Just however.
Yeah.
You know, I guess.
Whatever the chemistry of the moment.
Whatever the chemistry of the moment can be nothing. I guess if you if you're healthy first.
I think so.
Then it helps to be happy. And then just the set of mind at that particular time.
What do you wish for your daughter?
Oh, I just wish that she, you know, that she let's see, a lot of different things, but maybe that she be really strong, you know, in what she believes, and doesn't, you know, if she's a good person and she's strong, then I think it's great, you know, to plow through all the things we have to do. But if she's not a too good person, then that can be dangerous.
Well, I think she'll turn out. I think you're doing a good job. I like that you're pretty, fairly strict, you know, not too laissez-faire.
Yeah, a little strict. That people say that's the French way. Maybe sometimes
I like it.
Guilty.
I'm from Quebec, you know.
Yeah.
And I approve.
Well, you know, especially I guess if you're a single mother, which is my case now, it's like you can be, you know, I feel like I have to be less permissive just so it's not too exhausting on me, you know, because you're the only one who kind of does everything. So if the child becomes kind of crazy, then you can't just say, okay, well, the other is going to take care of it.
Yeah.
So I had to limit a little.
Yeah.
I mean, enforce discipline a little.
Well, I don't think it hurts.
No, I don't think
so. As long as you're fair, you know?
Yeah, well, that's another question.
I wouldn't worry about it. So we're going to listen to P. Jésus now.
Yeah.
And Leticia did this at the kitchen when? March 88?
I think March 88,
yeah.
It was the one part of the concert, and it was a concert there was Blue Jean Tyranny. I was doing the other half, so that was a really nice concert.